The 14th station. Jesus rises from death. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene came with the other Mary to inspect the tomb. Suddenly, there was a mighty earthquake as the angel of the Lord descended from heaven. He came to the stone, rolled it back, and sat on it. The angel spoke, addressing the woman. "Do not be frightened. I know you are looking for Jesus the crucified. He is not here. He has been raised, exactly as he promised. Go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead."
Jesus, your holy body could not undergo the corruption of the sepulchre. The tomb could not hold you longer than it was needed to prove that your death was real. Now the shattered seals, the entrance stone rolled back. The testimony of the angel proved that your resurrection is real. It also proves in advance that we too shall rise. Your resurrection, Lord, is the pattern of our resurrection, even now. It is a challenge to all of us to rise from death of sin to the life of grace. Jesus, you are the Lord of the living. Thank you, Lord, for dying for us. Thank you for rising for us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Jesus Christ, crucified,
have mercy on us.
May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen.